We move beyond chalk to markers now. Red is black and black is white.
The halacha says one is not permitted haitzoa, one is not permitted to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, or from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, or one is not permitted to carry Dalat Amis Rishus HaRabim. So last week we spoke a little bit about what exactly is the definition of a Rishus HaRabim. We have to speak about what is the definition of a Rishus HaYochid. Whatever is neither Rishus HaYochid nor Rishus HaRabim is a Minat Torah, is a Makom Ptur, and anything goes there. You can carry Dalat Amis in a Makom Ptur, or you can carry from a Makom Ptur into Rishus HaYochid, into Rishus HaRabim. Makom Ptur min HaTorah is Hesed Gomer min HaRabbanan. They declared 95% of all the Mekoimis Ptur as a Carmelis. So you're not allowed to carry the Dalat Amis, not allowed to carry from a Carmelis into Rishus HaRabim, from Rishus HaYochid into a Carmelis, and so on. And they left some of the Mekoimis Ptur, they left as a Makom Ptur. So that's the Gemara Masechus Shabbos. And above and Meral, the Gemara has a price, the Dalet Rishuyis L'Shabbos, and the Dalet Rishuyis are Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, and I tell you that's all, and then everything else is a Makom Ptur. Then with the Rabbanon, you have Carmelis and Makom Ptur. What exactly is a Rishus HaYochid? So Rishus HaYochid is a Makom that's Mukaf Mechitzis. A Makom, by definition, has to be a minimum of Dalet Tvachim al Dalet Tvachim. Rishus HaRabim has to be Zainama Y in order to have Hiluch HaRabim. You have to be able to accommodate Shishim Riba people to travel on this highway. But Rishus HaYochid, by definition, a Makom means Dalet Tvachim al Dalet Tvachim. If you have an area that's enclosed that less than Dalet Tvachim, that's not considered a Rishus HaYochid. Fine. There has to be a Makom, which by definition means Dalet Adal Tvachim, which is Mukaf Mechitzes. How high does Mechitz have to be? So the Gemara says in the beginning of Masechus Sukkah, the Gemara either learns that from Psukim, or the Gemara establishes based on Allah Moshe Mitzinai. The Gemara says it depends on a Machlekes Hatanaim, Rav Meir, Rav Yude, is this Allah Moshe Mitzinai, is this a Pasuk? Then the Mechitz has to be 10 Tvachim 12. Fine. How many Mechitzes do you need? So that's again a Machlekes HaRishonim. Most of the Rishonim say if you have three Mechitzes U-shaped, that's a Rishus HaYochid Ben HaTorah. And the fourth mechitza min HaTorah l'malah v'lamorah doesn't change the status at all. And the Rambam, in the Rambam there's a stira. One place the Rambam says you have to have four mechitzas. If you only have three mechitzas U-shaped, it's a carmelis, a min HaTorah you're permitted to carry, but it's not a Rishus HaYochid. And the other place the Rambam says if you have three mechitzas, it is a Rishus HaYochid. So the case of Mishnah points out this contradiction, and the Rambam is both in Hilchus Eret. So stirim in Ayyubay. So the Ges Mishnah suggests maybe it depends what it borders on. If the area has three mechitzas like this, U-shaped, and it borders on a carmelis, so then min HaTorah, maybe that's considered a Rishus HaYochid. But if it borders on a Rishus HaRabim, then maybe it's only considered a carmelis. That's an interesting idea, what the Ges Mishnah. The Aruch HaShulchan accepts that. He thinks that that's the pshat in the Rambam. So it's interesting that it makes a difference on the level of the Raisa, the way the Ges Mishnah learns the Rambam, what it borders on. We have a din de rabbanon that if you have a Rishus HaYochid that's nifretz lemakom ha'asala, you have a Rishus HaYochid that has full mechitzas. Let's say, for argument's sake, years ago we'll discuss details. Let's say they made an Erev around all of Manhattan. So there's mamish a wall. Let's imagine there's a wall built up around all of Manhattan. Yeah, but you have the George Washington Bridge starts in the middle of Manhattan. It doesn't start at the edge of the island. It starts a couple of blocks in. So you can walk out of Manhattan into Rishus HaRabim Deraisa without crossing any mechitz. All you do is walk on the bridge and you walk into New Jersey. In the middle of a big Rishus HaRabim. Could be that the bridge itself is a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. We'll have to get to that. Could be that it's not, but Route 4 is a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. So that's a din mederabbanan. A nifretz lemakom ha'asala. You have a Rishus HaYochid, mukaf mechitzes on all four sides. But you have a bridge, you have a whole bunch of bridges and tunnels that come into the middle of New York. And you can leave the enclosed area of the Rishus HaYochid without crossing through Mechitza, so that's a din mederabbanan. We don't permit you to carry in the Rishus HaYochid because they may by mistake walk out of the Rishus HaYochid without crossing a wall and you won't realize it. Nifretz l'makom ha'asala. That's a din in Hilchus Eruv. Yes, that's interesting. According to the Kesef Mishnah, it could be that usually we have a klal called the Tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tikkun. All the Takonot the Rabbanan. A pattern after dinim deraisa. According to the Ges Mishnah here, you have a mokum and a din deraisa. According to his interpretation in the Rambam, that if you have three walls, What does it border on? So if it borders on, what it borders on has an effect on the Rishus inside. If it borders on the Rishus Rabim, you're allowed to carry in here, but you're only allowed to carry to Carmel. It's not going to be Rishus Yachid. If it borders on a Makom Ptur, the inside will be Rishus Yachid. That's interesting. And Einfach, that makes a difference on the level of the rice of what it borders on. The Gemara in, so let's say, we'll assume that if you have three walls, it's a Rishus HaYachim and Atar. The Pashtus, it's not going to be too relevant. Let's assume like that. What constitutes a Mechitza? So here you have Mechitzas, let's say the Mechitzas around this room. These are Mechitzas where there's Aver on the one side, Aver on the inside, Aver on the outside, and you have a Mechitza separating in between Avir and Avir. That's one kind of Mechitza. Then the Gemara there in Shabbos Davov has several other, two other kinds of mechitzas. You have a charitz. Let's say you dig a ditch in the middle of the Rishus Rabim. The ditch is 10 tefachim deep, and the bottom of the floor of the ditch is dalal al dalal tefachim. That's also considered a mechitza. So you only have avir in the inside, but on the other side of the avir, it's all otum. It's all filled in with afar. So that's also an acceptable mechitza. That constitutes a mechitza as well. Then the brisa, the same brisa lists off, what if you have a tail b'shus harabim? Let's say you have in the park over here, in Fort Trine Park, so they have big platforms this size, solid concrete, and it has on top of the platform is dalal adal tfoch, and then you have the walls going down over here. You only have two walls on this side and this side. Oh, you have a little bit of shtickel wall over there. But let's say if you don't have any walls over here, so you only have two walls, so you don't yet have a b'shus hayochid. But if you have, the whole thing will be solid concrete. So then you have four walls, one, two, three, four, and there's no avir at all. The whole thing is otum in the inside. It's all filled in with offer. On the outside, you have avir. So that's also considered a mechitza. A tail, they have these big blocks of cement, and they have a statue of George Washington or whoever it is, someone waging the Revolutionary War over there, fighting the war. On top of this pedestal, so the pedestal will have the din of a Rishus HaYachid because you have dalal al dalal on top, and you have mechitzas. That's a mechitza that only has aver on the outside. On the inside, the whole thing is otum. So all of these are acceptable. What if, let's say, you have a ditch, they dug a ditch, and then someone will take bricks and fill up the ditch. So the pashta says you don't have any aver at all. There's no mechitza at all once you filled it up. What if you have a ditch and you filled it up with water? So that's a Gemara in Erevin. Where is this in the Marmakaimus? Here. In section Dalet, Perik Bay section Dalet, that's a Gemara in Shabbos, Dav Kuf. Amar Abaye, if you have a bore and you filled it up with water, so if you filled it up with water, it still retains the status of Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah. Why? Because the ground level is not the top of the water, the ground level is the floor of the bor. So the Magen Mishnah writes, commenting on the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this din, he says, if someone's going to start to walk on top of the water, he's going to fall down all the way there to the bottom. So the ground level is the bottom, so the water is not mevatla mechitza. The fact, it's otuma all around, there's offer all around, and in the ditch you have water, so the water is not mevatla mechitza, it's considered as if it's still avir. What if you fill up the bor with bricks? So then it's otam on the inside, otam on the outside, so you don't have any mechitza at all. There's a Mishnah Brura, where the Mishnah Brura thinks he has an interpretation in the Tosfos, and he thinks that Tosfos says that it depends how long you left the bricks there. Did you leave the bricks inside the bor only temporarily, or did you leave it permanently? So he thinks if you left it... He thinks if you only left it temporarily, then Min HaTorah still maintains the status of Rishus HaYachid. So this is very questionable. Let's say I'll take offer. Let's say I have a ditch, 10 tefachim deep, dalal al tefachim, and I'll take offer, and I'll fill up the whole ditch only temporarily, not permanently. But there's mamash no mechitza. So what's the difference temporarily or permanently? So one could argue and say that maybe the Mishnah Brura is not right. Maybe even if you filled up the ditch with bricks or stones, only temporarily, but now the ground level is the top. If you want to walk on top, it's not like water that you'll sink down to the bottom. The ground level now is on top. So on the ground level, the Noma Chitz is Mamish. So we'll have to get to that later. We'll try to get to discuss that as well. They have different kinds of Mechitzes. There is a Gemara and Daf Pei Vav on the base in Erevin. The Gemara talks about a situation. You have a hotel that's right on the ocean, right on the river, and a guy has a balcony, a gazustra, over the ocean, and he needs some water, so he wants to throw down a bucket. He has a bucket that's tied onto a rope. He wants to throw the bucket with the rope down into the ocean and to draw water up on top of his gazustra. So the Gemara says that poses a problem with the Rabbanon, and then the Mishnah tells you how to solve the problem. The gazustra, the porch, is a Rishus HaYochid, and the ocean on the bottom is a Carmelis. Minatur, it's a Makam Tur. With the Rabbanon, it's a Carmelis. And with the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to carry from a Carmelis into Rishus HaYochid. So the Mishnah tells you how to figure out a Chachma, how to make a section of the ocean into Rishus HaYochid. Okay. So Tosfos here discusses how come, why is the gzustra labeled as a Rishus HaYochid? What, it's a porch like we have porches that has a fence around it, has the building on one side, then you have three fences around it, 10 tefachim tall. It's a Dava Pashut that's going to be Rishus HaYochid. But Tosfos assumes even if it doesn't have fences around it, it's still going to be a Rishus HaYochid. Why is that? The one version Tosfos says is there is a din in the first parak in Shabbos, Chorei Rishus HaYochid ki Rishus HaYochid Dami. Chorei means a hole. Let's say you have a Rishus HaYochid that's Mokam Mukam Mechitzes Dalal Adal Tefachim, a big room like this. And then you have in a corner of the room, the wall continues to go out a little bit, and they have a little section where you cannot squeeze in. You cannot squeeze in an area of Dalal Adal Tefachim. So the Gemara says it's not a problem since the whole room is a Rishus HaYochid and that's an extension of the room. So the Halacha says the Chorer Rishus HaYochid is Rishus HaYochid Dami. Let's say a person has a home and he has a balcony that goes out from the kitchen or something. It's on the same ground level. Same ground level means either literally on the same ground level or it's within 3 tochim it's within 10 tochim higher or lower. If the balcony is 10 tefachim lower, 10 tefachim higher, so then it's considered a different ground level. But if the balcony is within 10 tefachim to the floor of the house, even though the balcony has no mechitzas whatsoever, that's considered an extension of the house. And since the house has mechitzas around it and it has the status of Rishus HaYochid, so even the balcony, which is an extension, is considered Chorei Rishus HaYochid, Ki Rishus HaYochid Domi. What happens if a person has a house and he opens up his door into the street? So the whole city becomes a Chorei Rishus HaYochid? So obviously not. The only time Chorei Rishus HaYochid works is if the other thing is not a Rishus HaRabim, or it's not within 10 tefachim to the Rishus HaRabim. It's not within 10 tefachim to a Carmelis. Let's say where I go in the summertime, so the last couple of years I rent a cottage. So the home has a porch, and the porch does not have a mechitza of 10 tefachim on top of it. So how am I allowed to use the porch? The din is, do you have to have a market? You're not allowed to use a place that doesn't have a market. So the answer is, because the porch is not 10 tefachim above the ground level. So the Gemara says in Bava Kamma that a bor, v'nafal shama shor chamor ameis, balaba yishalem, you only pay if it's a bor yud, if it's a bor tes, if it's less than 10 tefachim deep. So it's not a bor lemisa, it's only a bor lenezikin. So the Gemara says there, and that's sugya bor around Dafnun Beisos, on the middle of Bava Kamma, that you only need a makeh if you're concerned that someone may get killed. If you're concerned someone may break a leg, strictly speaking, that's not the mitzvah of makeh. That's another thing, maybe, l'sasim dama v'esech, you're not allowed to leave any dangerous things around the house. But the mitzvah of makeh doesn't apply. So the din is that the chiyuv to put a makeh only applies if the location is 10 tefachim above whatever the ground level is next to it. So my porch doesn't really need a makeh because it's not 10 tefachim above the ground level. But the porch doesn't have a mechitza. The porch doesn't have 10 tefachim tall. So the shot is, am I allowed to carry on my porch? Am I allowed to carry from my home onto the porch? So the house, inside the house, is the Rishus HaYochid. You have walls that are 10 tefachim tall. The porch doesn't have walls 10 tefachim tall. So the porch should really be a Carmelis. So the din should have been that the porch should be a Chorei Rishus HaYochid. Even though you have to open up the door in order to go from inside of the house onto the porch, it's still, that's considered Chorei Rishus HaYochid. It's mamish on the same ground level as the inside of the house. Even if it would have been a little lower, a little higher, the din is if it would be within 10 tefachim to that ground level, that's considered chori. However, it doesn't help on my porch, because since the floor of my porch is within 10 tefachim to the grass around at the ground level, and the grass outside is all carmelis, so the din of chori rishu sayachi kiv shu sayachi dami wouldn't apply. Let's say if I would have, someone has a porch that extends from his house and suspended above more than 10 tefachim above the ground level. It's suspended in midair and it has no mechitzas whatsoever. So then that would be a chori rishu sayachid, ki rishu sayachid domi.
So it seems like catch 22, whenever it's 10 tefachim above the ground, it's a rishu sayachid, it's chori rishu sayachid, but you still need a mechitza al tzmaka.
If you want to, if you only need a maka if you're going to use it. Let's say you're not going to use it, you don't need a maka. No, let's say it's winter time. I want to leave my soda there. I want to leave my food there. It's nice and cold outside. So is it a rishus hayochid or is it a karmelis? In order to sit on the porch and use it, then the halacha says you need a maka. But if you're not going to use it, you're not going to sit there. You're just going to leave your things there to freeze outside or to warm up in the sun, whatever it is. So then there's no need for a maka. Okay. So that's the generally accepted opinion, that a gezustra, a balcony that's on top of the ocean, has the status of a rishus hayachid because the gezustra opens up into the house, and the inside of the house is a rishus hayachid. So the gezustra is a chari rishus hayachid, so it doesn't need any mechitzas around the gezustra to make it into rishus hayachid. Then Tosfos has another opinion, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz there, has another version. You don't even need that it should be a chari rishus hayachid. If you have a ground level that's elevated 10 tefachim above the ground, even though there are no mechitzas at all, that also has the status of rishus hayachid. That's a very big chiddush. Let's say you have a bridge that goes well over 10 tefachim above the ground level. So the bridge, the top of the bridge, has the status of rishus hayachid. Why? That's very questionable. So you have to figure out exactly what the Rabbeinu Peretz means over there. That Rabbeinu Peretz is not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Usually we assume the only way to make a Rishus HaYachid is by having mechitzas around the area. What if the mechitzas are different brand mechitzas? Let's say, like in Riverdale, goes up, it goes down, the ground level goes up and down. But sometimes the mechitzas are because you have buildings there. Sometimes you have fences there. Sometimes you have the edge. You have a sudden drop, a mountain cliff. So that has a din of a mechitza midin tail. In other places, you have a mechitza midin mechitza. And sometimes you have a mechitza midin charitz. So can you be mitzarif? One wall is this mechitza, and one wall is that mechitza, the third wall is that other kind of mechitza. Everything goes, and they say, no, you have to be consistent. All the mechitzas, all of the three mechitzas that are necessary to make an interview sayachin, have to be all the same type. They all have to be charitz, or they all have to be tail, or they all have to be mechitza with avra on either side. So that's a tshuva Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi was consulted about several of the major eruvin in Europe, and his opinions are quoted by the Shari Tshuva, by the other achrenim, the Hilchos Eruvin, every so often. So Chacham Tzvi brings quite a few rayas that you can be mitzarif one kind of a mechitza with the other. If you have time, you look through the rice, it's not really conclusive. It's not really mukhrach, because all the cases that he gives are your mitzarah for the ruach revius. You have three mechitzas that are all meor echad, all the same kind. Then for the ruach revius, he can be mitzarah for another kind of mechitzah. He never really proves that the three mechitzas, the three basic mechitzas, don't necessarily have to be the same type of mechitzah. The ruach revius only is needed, the tikkun and the ruach revius only needed midrabbanan. So maybe that's the reason why you can be mitzarif a ruach revius with a different brand of a mechitz. But that's what the Chacham Tzvi says, even though his rayas are not really mukhrach, but that's the way it's usually accepted. That if you have mechitzas, any kind of mechitza goes, and you can be mitzarif one mechitza with the other. Okay.
Doesn't Tosfos already mention the ruach revius if you use the water?
In HaTorah, there's no need for any mechitza at all on the Ruach Reviz. That's the first Mishnah there. In the Rabban, you do need a mechitza on the Ruach Reviz. But the Rabban, there is a need for a mechitza on the Ruach Reviz. Yeah. The first Mishnah in Erevin is talking about a mavui. In Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam says we don't have any mavuis bizman hazeh. So the Mishnah has a certain kula by mavui, which doesn't apply to a chotzer, that if you have three mechitzas that min HaTorah work to permit you to carry, and the whole need for the tikkun on the ruach revius we assume is only midrabbanan, so for the ruach revius you can either put a lechi or a korah, provided that the gap, the opening on the ruach revius is less than 10 amos. Here, this gap is less than 10 amos, so you can put a lechi or a korah. Korah means a beam that goes across from the top of this building to the top of that building. That beam has to be a certain minimum width. Mishnah has how many tefachim has to be. And then a korah, that's a korah. And then a lechi means just, this is considered a lechi. This mezuzah is called a lechi. The lechi has to be 10 tefachim tall. So that's a special kula that only applies to a mavi, and it doesn't apply bizman hazeh, because the Rama says we don't have any mavi bizman hazeh. So what's with this story over here, this korah? The beam that goes across on top, that's purely an invention with the Rabbanon, doesn't correspond to anything living or dead on the level of the reis. So the Gemara assumes that korah is clearly mishum heker. It's only a heker that you shouldn't make a mistake and walk out. You really have a rishus sayochid in the area and close it within the three mechitzas. But it's nifras l'makom asala, so you have to make sure you make some tikkun. So as long as you have a korah, that's why the Mishnah says the korah has to be within esrim mamah, because if it's above esrim mamah, la shalta be'eino, so just like it's no good, the Gemara says, just like it's no good for ner chanukah, because la shalta be'eino, so to over here, it's la shalta be'eino, so it cannot serve as a heker. So the Gemara assumes that because it's a heker, korah is mishum heker, so the pashta certainly is that it has to be, number one, samach olam and bod yom, the balabatim who want to carry in this mavui have to have been planning in advance before Shabbos begins to rely on the korah. If it happens to be a korah and no one realized it, then in the middle of Shabbos they realize, hey, there was a korah there all along, so that's not sufficient. They have to know that it's there and have a mind to rely on it. That's called samach olam and bod yom. And not only that, it has to be nasi b'dayodim l'shem kach. Has to be, the korah has to be placed there with the intention of serving as a heker. So by korah there's no machlokes. There is a machlokes abai v'rova by lechi. We know there are so many machlokes in abai v'rova, and the overwhelming majority of the cases, the psak is always like rova, except for the six cases of yal kigam. And there's a machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what the lamed of yal kigam stands for. The Rashi claims that the lamed is this gemara, lechi ha'imid me'elov. The Gemara says, you certainly, Abai v'Rava both agree that you have to have samach olam b'bod yom. You have to have in mind on Erev Shabbos to rely on this lechi in order to be allowed to carry. You have one mezuzah. By a chotzer, we don't have this kula. So a chotzer requires two lechis. Lechem mikan v'lechem mikan, and then you're allowed to carry. Then the Ramo sounds like he says in Shulchan Aruch, it's a question whether that's really what he said. The Ramo sounds like he says in Shulchan Aruch that even if you have two lechis on either side, Iker Adin, you're allowed to carry even in a chotzer, but the minhag has it that you need dafke tzuras ha-pesach. So tzuras ha-pesach would mean a konim mikam, what we call in Yiddish an Erev. So in the Gemara, the Erev refers to the box of matzahs. And the konim mikam, that's what the Gemara refers to as a tzuras ha-pesach. People call it alechi. Strictly speaking, it's not really the same as alechi. It's a different thing. Alechi is one beam that's standing 10 tefachim tall, one mezuzah. And you have to have two mezuzahs with the kana. Well, we have to get into the details there. It may or may not be differences between the kana that you need to constitute a tzuras ha-pesach and the lechi that's matted tiltal inside the chotzer or inside the mavi. So the Gemara has this machlek, this abai v'rava. What would the din be by a lechi ha'imid me'elov? It wasn't nasa b'diyadim l'shem lechi. It was samach olam b'bod yom, all the people in the Mavi had in mind to rely on this lechim before Shabbos began, but it wasn't nasa b'day odom. So that's a machlekes abai v'rova, whether that's acceptable. What's the machlekes, whether lechim mishum mechitza or lechim mishum heker? Yeah. If lechim mishum heker, then lechim is the same as korah. So it has to be nasa, it's a cheftz of heker, has to be nasa b'day odom l'shem kach. Lechi mishum mechitza means on the level of the raisa, lechi works. Here the Mishnah Brura has this example. If you have three mechitzas, so menatoritza rishus hayachid, what if you only have two mechitzas like this? So the Mishnah Brura says that's not considered a rishus hayachid. The Pasha, no, if you only have two mechitzas. So the Chazanish has a comment on that. What's not considered a rishus hayachid? I mean the whole rectangular shape is not rishus hayachid. What about the triangular shape? What about this part? What if you have like this? That's the same as three mechitzas. You're only missing a mechitza on the roch revius. I mean, not thoroughly, inside should be rishus hayachid. But why do you say if you have like this, it's not a rishus hayachid? Why don't you consider this like gimel mechitza? You're only missing a mechitza on the roch revius. I should say up until here should be rishus hayachid. Maybe, yeah. So the Chazanish says no. The Mishnah Brura gives this diagram in the Bir Halacha. And he says it's not a rishus hayachid. It doesn't only mean that this part is not a rishus hayachid. It means even the inside part is not a rishus hayachid. Madua shalom. Why not? So he comes up with a whole new a whole new science. If you have, and someone told me, some professor of mathematics who used to study here for Smicha, so he told me, Bobby Goldberg, so he said that in mathematics there's such a whole science. If you have two lines, what would you guess would be the next line? How would you finish it all? So the Chazon Ish says, if it's a right angle, so the normal way to finish it off is by making a rectangle. So that's considered if you only have two mechitzas, so it's no good. If it would be less than 90 degree angle, so the normal way to finish it off would be like this, and then the inside would be a Rishus HaYoch. But if it's 90 degrees or more, then the normal way to finish it off would not be by drawing one line, so it's considered that it's missing more than one mechitza. Then he starts drawing more diagrams. Chazon Ish starts drawing more diagrams, and he starts saying what he thinks is considered gimel mechitzes, is considered base mechitzes. Okay, so that's a new sign. That's a new chachma. So the Mishnah Berurah says,
do we pass him like that Chazon Ish, that if it's less than 90 degrees that we can count it?
Yeah, that's for sure. The question is, do you have to be machma like the Chazon Ish? The Chazon Ish thinks that if it's 90 degrees or more, then you have no right to save it up until here it's a Rishus HaYachim and Atar. So that's a Chiddush L'chumrah. There's room to things like that, but he thinks that that's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. He's not mukhayif to listen to everything it says in the Mishnah Berurah. Every page he disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah, but over here he thinks on his own that it's correct. So he pinned the blame on the Mishnah Berurah. He said that's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. It doesn't really say the page.
Someone did finish it off. I assume that would be good.
Someone finished it off. They made a wall. Yeah, Makam Mukav is fine. But if it's missing, do we have the right to say it's only missing the Ruch Revius? Because the two walls that you have is like this, it's like three walls. Up until this point, should be considered perhaps like three walls. So the Chazanis think that that's not acceptable. Not considered like three walls. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what if you have two walls like this, and then you put a Lechi either here, or you put a Lechi or here? A Lechi means a mezuzah. That's 10 Tvachim tall, one mezuzah either here or here. So he says, the way we pass from Halacha that Lechi is Mishum Mechitza, Menatar is considered as if this is a Mechitza that extends all the way here. Menatar, the whole area inside, is considered a Mishum Sayach. That's a fantastic Chiddush. That Lechi Mishum Mechitza is considered, the one Lechi over here, is considered as if it's a Mechitza all the way over here. And the whole need for the Tikkun on the Ruach Revius, you're missing over here also, that's clearly only by the Rabbanim. So Menatar, the whole area inside, would be considered a Mishum Sayach. So the Gemara says again that there are six cases where we paskan like Abayik against the Rav, and the Gemara says the Rashi Tevis of the six cases is Yalkigam. So Rashi always writes that the Lamed of Yalkigam is the Abayik's opinion by Lechi Hoy Midnei Elo, and the Rabbi Natam disagrees with Rashi, and he thinks that the Lamed is Imelei Dosu Sheni Roy Behem, something in Hilchas Nida. And here we should paskin like Rava. So bottom line is Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, how we paskin whether Lechi Hayme Me'elov is good or not. But a Korah Hamed is Me'elov for sure is no good. A Korah has to be a Cheftza of a Heker, has to be Nasa L'Shem Kach. What's the story with the Tzuras HaPesach? We mentioned last week that the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim has a Safek. If you put economy, Gabehem, that's what we call the Tzuras HaPesach. Is that work Min HaTorah? To declare an area inside the enclosure as a Rishus HaYachid Ben HaTorah, so if a person would carry from Rishus HaRabim into this enclosure that only has Tzuras HaPesach Zeran, that's every camp, every bungalow colony, every hotel, we all have Tzuras HaPesach, Tzuras HaPesach, Tzuras HaPesach, everything is Tzuras HaPesach. So that works Ben HaTorah to make it into Rishus HaYachid. But he's saying, no, it's an invention mid the Rabbanon. Ben HaTorah doesn't work to make a Rishus HaYachid. Ben HaTorah you're allowed to carry it because it's a Carmelist. But there's a nisim of the Rabbanon to carry in a Carmelist, say, hey, Mom, hey, Mom, Ru. If the problem is only the Rabbanon, some of the Rabbanon, this will solve the problem. This is considered a mechitza of the Rabbanon. But on the level of the Raisa, perhaps it doesn't work. So that's the Prima Gadim had that, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Prima Gadim had that suffix. We mentioned last week that the Chazon Ish is very upset about that. He says against the Gemara. The Gemara is beferish that the Tzuras HaPesach works to be matik klein. I can plant grapes on this side and grain on the other side. And I have no wall in between at all. I just have a Tzuras HaPesach, and that's works Min HaTorah. So you see before that Tzuras HaPesach is considered a Mechitza Min HaTorah. So the Galatiana Achreinim come to defend the Prima Gadim. So they say, no, the Prima Gadim only had a Safek in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Kalayim. The Prima Gadim certainly knows that it's a Mishnah. The Gemara in the Erev and Dafta as well quotes a Mishnah that a Tzuras HaPesach is enough to be matter by Kalayim. So by Kalayim, all you need is a Mechitza HaMapsekes So Tzeresah Pesach is good menater. And by Shabbos, we need a mechitza hamakefes. Has to be around and around. It has to be makif, the entire area that's enclosed. So that's what the Prima Gadim was mistapik, to say that maybe Tzeresah Pesach does not accomplish to make the area inside into a Rishus HaYochid, because the Tzeresah Pesach Pax is not considered a Mechitza HaMakefes. So the Prima Gadim, who had this suffix, maybe Tzeresah Pesach only works with the Rabbanon, can only work to solve a problem with the Rabbanon. So the Prima Gadim raises, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this also, the Prima Gadim raises a possibility. Maybe a Tzeresah Pesach or Medes Me'eleho is no good. Maybe just like a Korah HaMedes Me'eleho is no good. It has to be Nasib Adam L'Shem Heker. And the Lechi was a Machloikis Abai V'Rabba. Whether Lechi HaMim Me'elev is acceptable or not. And the Machloikis Rashi and Tosis had a Paskin, whether that's the Lamed of Yalkigam or not. So there could be a possibility the Prima Gadim raises that maybe a Tzeresah Pesach HaMedes Me'eleho is also no good. According to the overwhelming majority of the poskim who happen to hold like the Chazon Ish, they say, what are you talking about? The Sfasem is tainas on that Prima Gadim. What are you talking about? So it's a Pesach is a regular mechitza on the level of the Raisa. So the Gemara says, a mechitza and Medes Me'eleho is perfectly acceptable. The only time you need Nasa B'diyodim L'Shem Kach is when you're dealing with a Chepzad Heker. Korah is only purely a Dovashal Heker. So Heker has to be Nasa L'Shem Kach to be labeled as a Heker. But if Tzeresah Pesach has the status of a mechitza on the level of the Raisa, that's a Rova poskim hold, not like this Sofik in the Prima Gadim. Rova hold like the Chazon Ish, that it's a mechitza, Tzeresah Pesach is a mechitza min HaTorah. The mechitza on Medes Me'eleho is also good.
When, in this machlokas, whether or not Tzeresah Pesach has to be built with Shem Kach, are we talking about the Lechi part or the Kana part?
All three.
So
yeah.
If you had two building, you know, two telephone poles, you could have to put
in
one pole.
Yeah, right. So we make a lot of that. We don't require that it should be nasa l'shem kach. We make a lot of all of this. We're not choshish for this Prima Gadim. Yeah. The Gemara said beferish that mechitza hamedes me'eleho is good. Whatever is a mechitza hamedes me'eleho is good. So Tosis and Erevin in section Hay of the Marmakayim, Tosis and Erevin on Daf Chav Beis and Beis raises a question that at the edge of every continent you have what's known as the continental shelf. When you go into the beach, so the water, the beach goes gradually into the water, and you don't have a sudden drop. You don't really have to have a sudden drop in order that it should be considered a mechitza. The Gemara says if you have a tail b'shusarabim, a tail either means you have this concrete mound that you have George Washington on top of his horse on top. If you have a tail that's 10 tefachim tall and the edges are straight, standing up erect straight, so that for sure is a b'shusarabim. What if you have a hill and the hill is very steep, but the hill is not it's not a 90 degree angle with the ground. The hill goes up like this. It's not 90 degrees. It's more than 90 degrees. Or less than 90 degrees over here. So how steep does the hill have to be that should have the status of a mechitza, that you should declare that the top of the hill has the status of a reshus hayochid? So the Gemara says if you have a tel hamislake, it reaches the height of 10 tefachim within a distance of dalet ames, so then it's considered as if it were a mechitza. It's not really that steep. It doesn't have to be that steep at all.
24 degrees about.
Approximately 24 degrees, right? Oh.
Are we saying 10 by, which is the 10, which is the 4?
The 10 tefachim tall is on top of the hill. You have to have 10 tefachim tall. You have to have on top of the hill dalar adalar tefachim, which you probably will have. And then you have to have, it has to reach the height of 10 tefachim. If it takes a mile till it reaches the height of 10 tefachim, that's way too gradual. It has to be very close up. So how close it has to be, it has to be able to reach the height of 10 tefachim within a distance of Dalet Ames.
That's Dalet Ames, that's the ramp or the ground?
So that's a machlekes achreinim. In the Sefer Merkevus HaMishneh, he has a machlekes with somebody before him. So someone says that's the bottom bar, and the other one says that it's the, what do you call it, the hypotenuse? I forgot it. The hypotenuse, yeah. I don't know, I already forgot all of my mathematics. I thought that it was a major machlekes, so one professor, when we were hiking, told me that it's a very minor machlekes, the only difference between 22 degrees and 24 degrees, something like that. Very slight nafkamina, but it is important. You have to know that the only time has the status of a tail has the status of a mechitza if it reaches the height of 10 tefachim within the distance of dalaram. Tel amislak is asar tefach mitoch dalaram.
The top of the tail is a
rishus ayach. The question is, when you have such a slanty side of the mountain, it's considered as if it's a mechitza. So it's considered as if it's erect, as if it would be standing up erect at a 90-degree angle to the ground level on the bottom. So that's a machlekes achreinim. In the Tshuva's Beis Shlomai, Shabbos at Tshuva's Beis Shlomai, he has a machlekes with the shoyl, the one who sent him the shayla. Do you consider it as if his 10 tefachim tall, starting from the bottom of the 10 tefachim or from the top of the 10 tefachim? From which point do you consider it a mechitza? Once you consider a mechitza, it's considered as if it goes erect, 90-degree angle from the ground. So do you consider itself from the bottom of the 10 tefachim or from the top of the 10 tefachim? If you have a big steep mountain, steep enough that it's the right degree angle, so you have a right to pick any point you want. But any point you consider it from the bottom of your 10 tefachim section or from the top of the 10 tefachim section. What's an afkamina lechap an afkamina? The din is if you have mechitzas around the whole area, and let's say you have a gate that's open so people will be able to walk in, or let's say you have a gate that's closed, you open the gates, and once you open the gates it no longer has a din of Rishus HaYachid because you're missing the mechitza at that point. So the halacha says as long as on each bar of the Rishus HaYachid, let's say Rishus HaYachid is rectangular shape, so each bar of the rectangle you have walls up that are Oymed Merubah Laparot. Let's say this bar of the Rishus HaYachid is 100 amas long, and my pirtza, the opening in the middle, is only 5 amas. And I have 95 amas are standing, and the 5 amas is missing. So since it's Oymed Merubah Laparot, it's okay. What if you have, let's say, 60 amas standing and 40 amas missing? So you should say Oymed Merubah Laparot is good. So then the Mishnah says in Erevin, and the Mishnah says in Klein, the same thing. No, if you have a pirtza, yesa meyesa, if the gap, even though the gap on that bar, you have Oymed Merubah Laparot, but the gap is less than 50%, but the gap is more than 10 amas, so that ruins the mechitza. Pirtza, yes and yes, there is no good. That's the big machlekes. That was the big machlekes between the Beis Ephraim and the Mishkan Es Yankiv. Mishkan Es Yankiv was the Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. I think we started to mention part of the story last week. They had a correspondence between the two. The Beis Ephraim was the Balabas who lived in Brod, who wrote Tshuvas, and he was more famous than the Rabbi in Brod, the one who wrote the Lev Arye in Cholent. So the Mishkan Es Yankiv had this machlekes in correspondence with the Beis Ephraim. So the Mishkan Es Yankiv held that a pirtza yeser meyeser ruins the mechitza min haTorah. That's a problem in haTorah. And the Beis Ephraim held that it's only midirabbanan. And then in recent years, they pointed out that it's a machlekes in the Rishonim also. This machlekes is between the Beis Ephraim and the Mishkan Es Yankiv is mefurish. There's Rabbeinu Hananel in the last perek in Erev, and it seems to say that it's min haTorah, like the Mishkan Es Yankiv, and there's a Tosfei Harosh in the beginning of the second parak in Erev, where he says Beferi said it's only midirabbanan. How do we assume la halacha? So that's the big machlokes now when you make an Erev. So the Chazanish was in his generation, he was known as the world's greatest expert on Erevin. When Rabbi Chaim Moshe had a shayla in Hilchos Erevin, Rabbi Chaim Moshe lived in Vilna, and when Rabbi Munk sent him the shayla on Erevin, whether he's allowed to make an Erev in Paris before the war. So he referred the Shah, he sent the Shah to the Chazanish, who already had moved to Eretz Yisrael. So the Chazanish was a big expert, so he writes in his Sefer that it's Hamukashita, Hamukubelis is like the Beis Ephraim, that the din of Pirtzi SMES is only with the Rabbanim. And now the Tumulas, now the people who want to pass every Erev in the world, they say the Chazanish was wrong. The Chazanish didn't know anything about Erevin, they're the biggest world experts. And they say the Chazanish didn't know the ABC of Erevin, and it's wrong that the Pirtzi SMES is a din deraita. Rav Moshe assumes, you read Rav Moshe's Shur, Rav Moshe assumes that the din of Pirtzi SMES is only a din midirabbanan. So that's why, take for example, the Chazanish writes in his Sefer, what would be the status of this block, 185th Street? So the Chazanish says, he thinks that it's a Rishus HaYachid Menater. He says the block is lined, nobody put up anything, the Shem Mechitza, but a Mechitza Amedes Meleho is also good. So they built buildings over here. So the buildings, the walls that were put up on the building were intended to enclose the inside of the building. No one was intending to... It happens if it's raining or snowing outside. If you walk right next to the building, it'll protect you a little bit. If you're inside the building, it'll certainly protect you. The walls will protect you from the wind and from everything. But if you walk outside right next to the building, the walls will protect you also. But no one, when they put up the buildings, they weren't intending that. So the Chazanish says, who cares what they intended? Bottom line, Lemaisa, the buildings serve as a mechitza for the street. So he says, if you go all the way from Amsterdam, all the way down as far as you can go, you're going to bump into the storefronts on Broadway. So he says, the storefronts on Broadway is a mechitza. That's a mechitza on one wall. Then he says, you have lining 185th Street on north and the south sides. You have the mechitzas that go all the way. When you cross the street at Audubon, and you cross the street at St. Nicholas, and you cross the street at whatever the next block is, I forgot about it. Every time you cross the street, there's a big gap in the mechitza. But he says, if you measure the length of the walls that go from Amsterdam till Audubon, is the next block, and then from Audubon to St. Nicholas, the length of the walls is going to turn out that more than 50% of the northern side of the street is covered with a mechitza, and the same on the southern side. More than 50% of the southern side is covered with mechitza. Either gap on the corners is more than 10 ramas. So the Chazanish says that was an old machlokes to Mishkan and Siyankim in the Beis Ephraim, and the accepted opinion by the Poskim is that the din of Pirtzei Esther Me'esther is only Midirabbanan. So he says, bottom line, he says that 185th Street is the Rishus HaYachid Ben HaTorah. Not only not a Rishus HaRab Ben HaTorah, it's a Rishus HaYachid Ben HaTorah. Because you have the three mechitzas, and the gaps, and the two mechitzas on the northern and the southern side are Oymed Merucha Laparetz, and the Chisson of Pirtzei Esther Me'esther, the Chazanish says, it's accepted that that's only Midirabbanan. So Moshe Feinstein writes, no, mechitza medes melecha is good, that's good for everything else, but you can't say that the buildings make the street into Rishus HaYachid. Why not? Sounds funny. Why not? Chazanish assumes that though Pasha that, yeah, mechitza medes melecha is good. So that's what all of those who make a Reuven in big cities are relying on the Chazanish. That's what he says. Chazanish says to make an Erev in a big city is easier than to make an Erev in a location where the buildings are far away from each other. Because in the big cities, you usually have the whole city is built up. You have buildings on either side. And then the streets can't go straight. It's going to have to turn somewhere, like Broadway also. Broadway turns. If you stand on Broadway in 185th and you look south, you're not going to see straight open space. You're going to see buildings because Broadway curves to the west, and the front of the building there, according to the Chazanish, would serve as the third mechitza and the mechitza shlishis. And the two sides of Broadway, the eastern side and the western side of Broadway, would serve as the two mechitzas. It's Oymed Merubah Laparetz, and the pirtza when you cross 184th, 183rd, 182nd, each pirtza yes and a yeser. But it's still Oymed Merubah Laparetz. That's what the Chazanish claims, that in the big cities it's much easier to make an Erev, because you really have a Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah. All the big streets are Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah.
I'm just wondering what the Nachtamino Lamaisa would be, whether or not it's Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah or not, because either way it would be a Karmelis. Are they saying that if we would say that the Din was Doraisa on Merubah Laparetz, then it would be Rishus HaRabim Min HaTorah?
Many claim, Rav Moshe Feinstein claims that all the streets in Manhattan are Rishus HaRabim Min HaTorah. He thinks even the dead ends are Rishus HaRabim Min HaTorah. He has a different opinion. The Chazanish is Min HaKatzah LaKatzah. He says, what do you mean the dead end is Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah? Because you have mechitzas on three sides. Moshe says, no, but the buildings were not put up in order, the buildings were put up to enclose the inside of the building. It wasn't put up, it wasn't erected in order to enclose the street. So the Chazanish says, but a mechitzah medes melecha is also acceptable. So Tosfos and Erev and Daf Chabbeis is bothered with Akashim. When you get to the edge of Northern America and South America and every continent, so you go from the dry land into the water, so it's a beach that goes in gradually. But if you walk far enough into the water, you're going to bump into what's known as the continental shelf. There's going to be a sudden drop that's going to be more than 10 tefachim straight. So the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Kuf that if you have a mechitza shetachas hamayim, that's acceptable min HaTorah. The mayim is not mevatel mechitza min HaTorah. There's a din of the Rabbanon that if you have a mechitza toch hamayim, you have to have at least a tefach of the mechitza has to protrude above the water. Min HaTorah, even if the entire mechitza is submerged under the water, it's okay, because the surface of the water is not the ground level. The ground level is the floor of the ocean where people can walk. You can't walk on top of the water. So you have the mechitza is the 10 tefach. So Tosfos is bothered with the kasha, the continental shelf around every continent. Should it cause that every continent should become a Rishus HaYachid? So you don't have any Rishus HaRabim? Every continent is a Rishus HaYachid. So what's going on? Tosis says, let the kasha based on the Gemara makes that statement. The Gemara says it's continental shops. Tosis says every continent should become a Rishus HaYoch. So the Tosis gives an answer, and it's a little unclear how to read the Tosis. So you look in the Rosh, you could say the Tosis didn't say the same as the Rosh, but the Chazanish assumes Tosis is saying the same as the Tosis HaRosh. The Chazanish wrote it at a time he didn't, the Tosis Rosh wasn't printed yet, so he guessed on his own and he gives this pshat. And that's obviously, now we have the Tosis Rosh, we see that that's what Tosis said. That if you have a combination of several factors together, even though, based on what we said so far, it should become, the whole continent of North America should become a Shusa Yachid, but it's not so. So why not? So Tosis means like this. The North American continent is much more than Beis HaSayim. Beis HaSayim is 100 Amos by 50 Amos. The Chotzer HaMishkan was, we spoke last night, the Chotzer last week. Chotzer HaMishkan in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, days of Shiloh, Mishkan Shiloh, was 50 Amos by 100 Amos. How is that relevant, Hilchot Shabbos? So that's a din mid Rabbanan. That if you put a mechitza around an area that's more than Beis HaSayim, more than 100 by 50, and it's not hukaf ledira, nobody lives inside. Let's say you plant something there, and you makben and nobody should walk there. So even if people do live inside, but the fact that that you planted things there, so that's called lahuka fladira. So the rabbanon, you have to treat that area as a karpif. You treat it like a karmelis, and you're not allowed to carry that. But melatar is it is a good mechitza. So this whole din that if you have a mechitza that's yosem the base sign that it poses a problem, that's only a problem with the rabbanon. So Tosfos says no, but it's rooted in a din deraisa. There is a din deraisa. If you have a mechitza hameres me'aleh, mechitza hameres me'aleh is perfect. But if it's a mechitza, have a hefyuch esrenis. If it's a mechitza hameres me'aleh, number one. Number two, it's yosem be'beis asayim, shalahuka fadira. When the continent was formed, so that nobody lived there. And then number three, the mechitza is below the surface of the water. And the boats can go on top of it. So it's also rabbi memavatle mechitza. So we mentioned last week that that's a big machlekes hatanoim, and a machlekes in rishonim had a paskin. So some rishonim paskin that also rabbim doesn't bother me at all. And others say also rabbi memavatle mechitza. There's only a problem with the rabbanim. And there was a third opinion. No, also rabbi memavatle mechitza is a problem there. Right? So Tosis says, but if you have a combination of all three factors, that the boats can go over this continental shelf, so it doesn't block the traffic, and the continental shelf is b'dei shamayim, mechitza medes me'aleho, and it's yosem be'beis ha'sayim. So when you have all three factors together, that passes the mechitza min hatur. So that's Tosis's answer. Why the continents don't become a rishus hayach min hatur? According to Tosis, what if you build a wall around North America? So the whole North America will become a rishus hayach.
Per lohu kaftagira, if someone lives in part of it, I put a wall around Yellowstone Park so that no one should come without buying a ticket to get into Yellowstone Park. But the park rangers live there. I build a little house, one little house. The park rangers can live in this little house.
Right. So well, I have to get
the whole park because now I say it's a couple of years.
It should be. Yeah. Well, I have to learn more.
You mentioned last time about the kibbutzim that you have this problem. So the kibbutzim live what?
Yeah, but they're makbed at bedavka. No one should walk on the area where they plant. So that ruins it. That ruins it. If you just have a park and you have trees planted and the people can walk within around the trees, so but nobody lives there, that's lo hukav l'dir. As long as you have a person who sleeps there, eats there, lives there, so that's lo hukav l'dir in the whole park. But if you have certain areas where you have patches of flowers where they're makbed and no one should walk there, or they plant things and they're makbed, no one should walk there, so that ruins the hukav l'dir.
The guy has a fence around his house and he has a little garden. No one should walk in his front
garden.
It
depends how big the garden is. Usually the garden is less than 50 by 100. And usually the garden is less than the rive of the whole area. There are a lot of details. I'll have to get to it later. Mm-hmm. That's a Dini Karpov. I think that's here somewhere. It's going to be somewhere here. Section above. If we'll have time, we'll have to discuss that. Okay. A lot of details on Shulchan Aruch. Old Perigin, the second Perigin Erevin is all about Lahukov Ledirim. Comes up when you make an Erev around the city. So it comes up. Sometimes you have a cemetery in the middle of the Erev. Sometimes you have a park in the middle of the Erev. And then Machba, no one should walk on the flowers and no one should walk on top of the dead bodies. So maybe that ruins the whole Erev. So we got to work on that.
Can we kind of like fictitiously create and not create the mechitzas as suits us? For example, let's say that you do have something that if you were to say, okay, this is the mechitzos, then less than half is a place where people are makbid not to walk. But there happens to be a hill in the middle, which is a telnis lakate. But since min haTorah that's a hill, that's a mechitza, then on one side that was less than rov now becomes rov.
Okay.
Rov where people are makbid not to walk. Then everything else should be a karpa, and then you wouldn't be able to walk there. But if you say no, we're not going to be makshav this telemis lakate, then everything is kasha.
No, okay. Telemis lakate is a real bona fide mechitza, whether you like it or not. Sometimes we'll
so
say.
So it's a lochomro or lekula.
Yeah,
what about other things like mechitzas tloyos or?
We'll get to it later. There's some who say that the pitika yer b'saisim is only a mechitza lahakel and not lahakel. We got to get to that.
Or,
we didn't do that yet.
Or omedes me'aleha.
Chitza meres mala is 100% mechitza. Bein lahakel, bein lahakel. Yeah, that's a real bona fide mechitza. So that's what Tosis answers on this kasha. Tosis chabeis and beis. If you have the combination of all three factors together, Tosis is unclear. You look in the Rosh, in the Tosfei Rosh, that's the way he presents the Tosis. The Ramban gives a different answer because Tosis sounds funny. You're combining together three factors, each of which is irrelevant on the level of the rice, but the combination of all three together ruins the mechitzas. That osir rabim and batle mechitza doesn't work in Torah. And yes, in the base of time is not a problem. Mechitza medes malah is not a problem. But when all three combine together, it poses a problem. So it's a little bit schwer. So Ramban has a different sheet. He says, you're going to make the two versions, Mishnah Berurah has in the Be'er Halacha, the two versions of what the Ramban says. The way it appears in the Chiddush Ramban, the way the Ritva quotes it in the name of the Ramban, is a major difference. One of the versions of the Ramban is if you make a wall all around North America, the guy who lives in the middle of Iowa is 1,000 miles away from the closest mechitza. So he doesn't have the perception, he doesn't have the feeling as if he doesn't have claustrophobia. When you're inside a building, so you feel you're inside the walls. Even if it's Yankee Stadium, or even if it's in Madison Square Garden, a gigantic building, but you know that you're inside a building. But if the building, if the Rishus HaYachid is so wide, it's 3,000 miles wide, and 3,000 miles in both directions, so the guy stands in the middle, doesn't have the feeling that he's inside the Rishus HaYachid. That's one version of the Ramban. That if the mechitza is the area enclosed, is too broad an area, then it's no good. The Ramban doesn't give you what's the shear, that the person doesn't feel that he's mukaf in the mechitza. And the other version of Ramban is no. He only said if it's a mechitza meres me'aleh, if it would be a mechitza b'dei adam, even if it's 3,000 miles wide and 3,000 miles long, it would also be acceptable. So the three different versions. So Moshe Feinstein talks about this in his tshuva, when he wrote a long tshuva about the possibility of making an Erev in Manhattan. So he says, this is not a problem. They want to include all of Manhattan. High Manhattan is if it's, how long is Manhattan from tip to tip? 25 miles. How long? 20, over 20 miles. So he wants to know, according to that version, that even a mechitza b'diyodim is also no good if it's too wide an area, too big an area. So what's considered too big an area? If it's over 20 miles, is that too big? So what is the shear? What is the shear supposed to be? So Rav Moshe writes, he thinks that the shear is like this. He must have forgotten. The Chayodim writes that shear. So he quotes a Gemara in the Chayodim with Rav Moshe. They both quote a Gemara in Becharis. There's a din of Becharis, there's a din of Maisa Behema. If a farmer had 10 calves were born in his flock in the course of the year, you have to figure out what is the Rosh Hashanah LaMaisa Behema. Echad Be'elel, Echad B'Tishrei, Machlekes HaTanaim, in the first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. So if you have 10 behemoths were born in his Eder in the course of that year between one Rosh Hashanah and the other Rosh Hashanah, so then he's mukhif to put them all together and to be mafresh maisa behemoth. What if he has two different farms? He had 9 animals born in this farm in the Galil and 9 animals were born in Be'er Sheva. But they're so far apart from each other, so they're not mitzvah for him to be mafresh maisa behemoth. What if they're only 5 miles apart? The two farms are 5 miles apart. So then the Mishnah says that they are mitzvahim. So what's the shear and what does it depend on? So the Gemara says it depends. The shepherd is not so strict. They're not students in a class. He doesn't make the behemoths all stay together. He lets the behemoths meander away. He lets the behemoths roam away. And he's going to play his flute later and they'll all come back. He knows they're all going to come back. So how far will the shepherd allow the behemoths to wander, to go, and he won't be nervous? So the Gemara says 16 mil. So Rami, the Chayyadim writes like this, and then Ramosha says, I think the shear is, and he forgot that he saw it in the Chayyadim, he writes the same thing. He thinks the shear is 16 mil, but he changes it from the way the Chayyadim. Chayyadim doesn't say how to use the 16 mil. So Ramosha says, the 16 mil to either direction, so it should add up to 32 mil. So if you're standing in the middle of this wide area, let's say Manhattan is so long, if you're in the middle, if you're within 16 mil, either to a mechitza here or to a mechitza there, so then you're okay. So then it's not too wide. So he says he thinks that the Manhattan island is not more than 32 mil, so he says that doesn't bother him. Even if you'll be machmer, that even a mechitza b'di'odom is no good if the area is too wide. That was one of the two versions of what the Ramban said. As the Mishnah Berurah points out, he thinks that that would not pose a problem. The Aruch HaShulchan, when he writes about the concept of mechitzas don't have to cover every inch of their way, if you have oimid merub al haparetz, that's also acceptable. But the Aruch HaShulchan writes, you have to calculate on all the four walls. Do you have oimid merub al haparetz, adding everything all together or not? So this is beferish against the Gemara. So someone asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, how do you deal with this Aruch HaShulchan? The Gemara is beferish that you have to treat each bar of the rectangle separately. Each bar of the rectangle, do you have Aymed Murubal Aparetz? Not you take all the four bars together. You have Aymed Murubal Aparetz. So how the Aruch HaShulchan is against the Gemara. So Moshe Feinstein says, maybe what the Aruch HaShulchan meant to say was on the level of the Raisa, that's the Din. But clearly on the level of Rabbanon, the Aruch HaShulchan has to admit that it doesn't depend on all the four bars together. You have to treat each bar individually. So you have to have each bar of the rectangle has to have three bars. We'll get to the fourth bar. The fourth bar is only needed with the Rabbanon, so they're coolest on the Roch Revias, but on the basic three bars of the rectangular shape, so you need Mechitzas Tenfachim Tor, it should be Oimid Merubal HaParetz, it should be Ruba Kukula, Rob should be standing. The Mar has a Machlegs, what about Machza Machza? So basically we pass if it's exactly 50-50, how can you know it's exactly 50-50, it's far-fetched, but that's a Machlegs in the Gemara. So we pass in Lahakala, if it's exactly Machza Machza, would also be good. Paretz Gaimer would also be good. So if you have Aymer Ruvel HaParetz is good, but you have to be careful not to have a Pirtza Yes and a Yeser. And that we mentioned, that's a Machlaikas, the Mishkan is Yankar, the Beis Ephraim, whether the Chesaron of Pirtza Yes and a Yeser is a Din Daraisa or a Din Darabbanan.
People build even though it is in all sorts of strange shapes. So how do you measure what counts as a bar?
It's a problem. I don't know. It is a problem. You have to make sure that you have the gold chumah that you have Aymer Merubal HaParetz. It's going to be approximately rectangular shape. So you have to make sure that you have Aymer Merubal HaParetz on each bar of your approximate rectangle.
On each bar, you mean each line?
Each line, yeah. It's never going to be exactly a rectangle. It's going to be sloppy like an amoeba. So it's, if it's approximately rectangular, so each bar should be approximately. Should each bar should be Omid Merubal HaParetz.
And Omid, but Tzuras HaPesach would count as Omid, not as parts, right?
The Avnei Nezer has a Chiddush that even though Tzuras HaPesach works min HaTorah as a Mechitza, but it's not called Omid. So whenever you have an Erev that consists of a Tzuras HaPesach, if you have a gap of more than three Tvachim, the whole jig is up. The whole thing is no good. If you have a gap of less than three Tvachim, you say Lavud. Lavud is Kisasim. If you have a gap of more than three Tvachim, so you have a pirtza. So the pirtza, you have to beat out the pirtza by having oimid merubah al haparetz. So he says that tzuras hapesach is not oimid. It's a mechitza, but it's not
all the errors in the world.
Right. So that opinion of the Avnei Nezer is not accepted. They told me Rabbi Bick, Zichrono Levracha, used to be machmer like the Avnei Nezer, and his followers are machmer for that. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes all the Rishonim say not so. The Rashba, the Ritva, the Meiri, they all say the Pharisee that if you have tzuras hapesach, it is considered oimid. And it helps to make an Aymed Merubal HaParetz. Okay, we'll stop here, Belinette, and we will continue next time. Next week there's a shir on Thursday. Okay. We're in the middle of the third section.